Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, welcome to the Big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Hi,
Dave.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Here we go. It's going to be a cracker. Let's get off to a Big Monday flyer. We've got stuff from all over the world today. Our entertainment report, Jane, is full as a gourd.
Well, it is, leading with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth,
Bombshell.
Unfortunately.
I can't believe it. Our own Russell Crowe comes in for some treatment.
Poor Russell, yeah, I don't know.
He's on the beat.
Zellweger's been
she's on the
sticking
front
it
foot.
To him. Gaga's in trouble.
Game of Thrones live concert.
Oh, what?
It's interesting. Spoiler alert, I hope they don't give away anything that happens in
happening.
Season 5.
Serena Williams has gone the blub.
Oh, she's a mum. She is a mum. She likes to point it out.
She's a mum. She's allowed. Yeah, because she's a mum now. She cries.
I call bullshit, Jane.
Do you really?
Have you been through the women's match?
Yeah, I have. There's quite a lot going on, including things on The Bachelor. Matt's a dud, according to the Batchy Girls
Whoa.
Revolt.
Oh, look out.
Carl to replace Lisa on The Project, Bombshell. What?
Oh, I cannot wait to get to the
That's
bottom of that.
That's juicy.
Politics. Now, we don't like mucking around down the...
shallow end?
Well...
Deep
the,
end?
The deep end of the pool, but let's just say, someone's dropped a fart in Parliament. We'll give that a go. We'll catch up with Vladimir Putin, and we'll ask about your conspiracy theories, because there's a few floating around in America right
definitely
now.
Definitely is.
On the tail end.
Hey,
of...
we've got Tom Gleason coming in too to chat with us today, which is good.
Can we not talk Logies? How
we
about
don't
that?
Need to talk
Why don't we have a Logies free
suits me.
Discussion with
He's seen
Tom
The Loudest Voice, and I've watched
Has
it.
He?
I've watched all the episodes now too. That is the Robert Ailes show starring Rusty.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that one.
Ever been touched up in the workplace, Janet?
What time is it?
Oh, hang on.
All right, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more to wade through. How was your weekend? Just
was
quickly.
Great.
Well, don't be sarcastic. What was? He didn't have fun.
What did you get up to?
Oh, if not, we've got people not well in the house. It's boring to talk about not being
well.
So
it's got like a bit of an infirmary happening.
Oh, a little bit, not much.
Who's causing most of the trouble?
Oh.
Your partner.
You had the sniffles last week, didn't you?
I did. I've been sick literally for 2 weeks.
Well, so you've probably passed
it on. I haven't been complaining at all.
No, you haven't.
I just, you know, it's halfway through the year. You feel a bit run down.
Of course.
Well, you haven't been looking after yourself.
I have been. What do
you mean? You have not.
Why have I not been looking after
myself? You live
on
the edge, Toots.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
I wish.
Hey, keep yourself, you know.
How about
give yourself a cuddle.
I will give myself a cuddle.
What did you do?
Well, I got my skin cancer taken out.
See, Dad, that's giving yourself a cuddle. He's had, you had a mole cut
that's
out.
That's not fun.
I did.
On a Saturday.
Yeah, it was a Saturday.
Because it hurts now.
It is. It's a little bit
that's
tender.
That's a bad sign. That
what
means
you
could
mean?
Still die.
No, it's the stitches.
You
I think that's what it is.
You could still die.
I can't get it wet, though, the bandage, so I didn't know what to do as to how I'm going to keep it dry by having a shower. And my 15-year-old said, why don't you take a bath, Dad? So I haven't had a bath in like 10 years.
I don't think we need to have the mental
anyway,
image
so
of you sitting in a bath.
Bath bomb out.
You got some Radox?
Yeah, it was
what
fantastic.
You got a brush you scrub your back with?
I should have got
like
one of those. I haven't had a bath for years.
Well, don't tell
out.
Me that.
How did it go?
It was awesome.
Was it?
Sat in there for ages.
How long were you in there for?
Oh, 15 minutes.
Did you wrinkle up?
Yeah, I had to get the water on and get it hot again because I was getting too cold.
Let's have talk back.
Did you keep the water? Because sometimes in poorer households, you keep the water and then you get then the kids.
What, in 1911?
Is that a Jane, thing? We don't live in the leafy suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne
one's doing
like
that
you
now.
Do.
People go through water like no
I think back in the like the 30s and 40s, that's what people did,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, but not in 2020. Okay. We're not talking about that
you get
now.
Out and you pop the kids in one after the other.
That's it.
Can I tell you something? My favourite cult leader of all time was a man called Shoko Asahara.
Right.
Who was responsible for all the sarin gas killings in Japanese subways back in the day.
Oh, wow.
I really admired his work.
Right.
Particularly the way he made his followers drink his dirty bathwater.
Yuck.
So he would get in. He's a big fat Japanese man, a bit sumo-like.
With
a big beard.
It's sweaty.
And he would get out and then they would divvy up the water. Yeah.
I just want to know the thought process where when he came, thought that was a good idea.
I think it's just to make sure everyone is in complete obedience. Yeah.
It's a bit hairy.
That'll test you.
Hey, you did something interesting, though.
Yes.
On Saturday night. You went to see your old footy Iranian club.
The Mount Eliza Football
Club. Speaking of going back in time.
Yeah,
yes, like? Well, travelling back 37 years ago.
My Lord, that's
how
a lot.
That
how was it? Did you
it
see all
was
the
fantastic.
Fellas?
Yeah. All the guys were there. We got reasonably blotto over
did
a number
really?
Of hours. Yeah. Which, by the way, we did during our under 15 year as well. It was a different time.
And how is everyone doing?
Everyone is great.
Yeah.
People flew in from Queensland to
awesome.
Be. You know, I told you I've never been to a reunion. Mm. It has never interested me
once. No, but
once,
this is a good
but
one.
This was a good one, and I'm so glad I went. What a great bunch of guys. Learned a lot. You know what I learned? There's one of the blokes who turned up there told me, and I loved our coach, Murray Coombs, who couldn't make it. Pretty old right now. So if you're listening in Western Australia.
Hello, Murray.
Murray, you were talked about a fair bit. But how's this? One of the blokes who's playing, his mum wouldn't let him play football and they didn't have any money. And so Murray went and bought this kid. I didn't even realize this, a kit, a full kit and clothes. His wife used to wash his clothes every weekend and sneak them back into the house.
Wow.
And he used to sneak out down the gravel driveway, chick, 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 chick,
really?
And get into the car. Murray would pick him up, take him to the footy and bring him back.
That's a good
and
story.
Then put it in.
Well, what a legend.
That's a bloke who's phoned down from Queensland to go, mate, I want to be part.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of good
that's
stories. A lot of good stories about my bravery on the field, which...
Were you best and fairest that year?
Don't encourage him. I'm sure there are really good players.
David. Good question.
there are lots of other players.
Not for the premiership year, but the year before, under 15s, I was. It was much harder then.
Was it?
Hey, people will be shocked to hear you were best and fairest.
Yeah.
I know you played hard.
Look, I played in the centre.
Okay. Ruck?
No, I was more like a Greg Diesel, Williams.
Yes.
I'd get a lot of possessions.
Nugget.
Silky skills.
Nugget.
Not a great engine, not a big engine.
To run out of steam.
Hey, it was a load of fun. And the Mount Eliza Footy Club down in Victoria on the Mornington Peninsula, do you know what it is? It's the largest junior sporting club in the world.
That's extraordinary.
It does it with no funding from the governments, you lazy bastards.
Yeah.
Tip in some money.
Of course.
Doesn't seem fair.
The clubhouse has not changed since I was a boy.
Oh, stop it.
They don't complain. They get on with the job.
Yeah.
It's a great club. If anyone down there... They now have, I think, a soccer club, a cricket club, and a netball club attached.
Yep.
If you have kids in that area, get them involved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I had one of those.
You could turn out like me.
Well, there you go. That's
right.
I heard one of the dream words every parent wants to hear on a rainy weekend to do with kids' sport.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's a bye.
How good's that?
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that and many others after this. What have we got, Dave?
We're here thanks to HSV, the Series 2 Sports Cat.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Better be good.
One of the shock things that came out yesterday, a huge shock for us all. Let's go to the news report.
Australian actor Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus have called it quits less than a year after tying the knot. A statement on behalf of the couple revealed the pair came to the decision after choosing to focus on their own careers. It said that despite separating, they'll remain dedicated parents to all of their animals.
Yes, it might have had something to do with the fact also that she's just been seen pashing another woman in Italy.
Ah, good stuff.
Really?
That old one.
Yes, there you go. She's kissing. Wait for the link to this one. Brody Jenner, who was Caitlyn Jenner's son.
Oh, I'm scratching my head.
From her first marriage. Brody's a man. His ex is Caitlyn Carter. And Caitlyn Carter and Miley Cyrus are in bikinis having a good old snog in Italy.
Good
and
on
a
them.
Few hours after the pictures were released, the representatives of both Miley and Liam said they're splitting up.
Yeah, I think Liam may have been blindsided by this. Can I put a question to our audience?
Yes.
133353.
What?
If your partner's going to leave you, say I'm a man, which I am. Say it's right. Would you want your partner to leave you for someone of same sex or opposite sex? Like, what is harder to deal with?
Oh, yeah.
So say you're Liam Hemsworth right now. You're going, Hey, guys, a bit of news. Yeah. Miley's left me for another man or a woman. What is the better?
Well, I think, I think though...
You would have given this a lot of thought, Dave, because your wife's been close to...
No, well, she's home this weekend.
Well, she's possibly away right now. we'll probably get pictures of her snogging and your wife snogging another woman.
On the Central Coast.
On the Central Coast.
I'll be right with that.
In Coffs Harbour.
What would you rather, Dave?
I think it's probably easier for a woman, don't you think, if it's the same sex?
If it's left for a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you now.
Well, don't talk about me because I don't want this to happen. What do you mean?
So you're saying you would want your wife to leave you for another woman rather than a man?
I think it's slightly easier. I wouldn't want him either way, but if I had to make the decision, maybe a woman.
I think the thing with this case...
Sitchie's notorious in this department. Hang
on a minute.
What have you found over the years?
I couldn't care less. Either would be a shock. But Miley is bi. I think that was made pretty clear.
Yeah, was that in the vows, was it?
Well, it should be.
Vows?
I think
for better, for worse, for me being bisexual.
I think Liam knew that she was bi. That was my understanding.
I just think this is a big question. I don't know what would be more hurtful, but to see your wife on a boat with another
woman or a man.
Let's ask Brad. Brad's on the line. Brad, what are you thinking?
Hey, Mick, I'm a bit devastated, mate. If my missus went to another girl, I think I wasn't doing enough in the sack for her.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
Well, see, but maybe that would like reflect that. Poorly on you, Brad, wouldn't it?
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, I don't... went to another bike.
Wow. Go home and ask the question.
Yes.
All right. Martin's on the line. Martin, what would you... what's your leaning on this one? Would you want your wife to leave you for another man or a woman?
It works out better, the girl. I had a girlfriend once years ago where we were on and off, and every time we were on the off period, she was with a girl, and it sat really well with me when we got back.
And why was that, Ben, may I ask?
Thought of it with another man is worse than the thought of it with another woman.
Another woman's kind of horny. Well,
but this is maybe one of my point is.
Maybe when you go back, you should invite the other woman around.
A little bit of
for everybody. Maybe
glad
everyone could be happy.
This is being handled so sensitively for anybody who's been in this situation.
Okay, Ben's on the line. Ben, what are you thinking, Ben? Would you want your partner to leave you for, and I'm sure you could say a man, it could be either, a woman or a man?
A woman. I'd be happier with a woman.
This does seem to be a thread.
There is a thread because I think all men are imagining their wife with another woman. This is where it's not a problem. Is that correct?
Oh, well, Cassie's on the line, and Cassie's obviously a chick. Cassie, what are you thinking here? What are you... Man or woman? I know you're heterosexual.
Well,
it's too many questions.
I have a wife.
Oh, you have a wife?
Oh, okay.
Yes,
fire away.
I'd be devastated if she left me for a man.
It
would make out that I wasn't doing my job correctly.
See, that reflects what men are saying on the other
because
side.
Because women are such much better lovers than men.
There you go. Cassie knows what she's talking about.
I was about to start taking your word for it, but I'll take your word for it. Okay, so Cassie, man as opposed to woman. No, woman.
Yes, in Cassie's case.
Yeah, in Cassie's case, which is different. Now I'm confusing myself.
I think you're just getting a bit flustered because it's quite titillating conversation.
Well, it's a fun conversation to have doesn't involve you directly.
That's true. Well,
hey, all right. Well, I think we covered no ground there apart from that men would rather be left for another woman.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Cassie, good luck to you.
And we found out that Miley and Liam have split up.
Yeah, because she's bisexual.
I think that's where her true. Sorry. Oh, no, it's for their own career's sakes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Hey, we had so many stories to get through.
We didn't get through
any of them. No, we'll do it. We'll keep going, though.
All right. James Entertainment Report. More coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleeson to join us in the second hour. Jane is doing her entertainment report right now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What do you got?
No, what have you got?
Oh, you want me to open?
Mm.
Okay. Well, the biggest thief in the history of music, Lady Gaga.
This is ridiculous.
Has been threatened with a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Having been accused, and I have to say, wait a check, please, fait accompli, having ripped off Shallow, word for word, line for line.
No, you're actually incorrect. Listen, not word for word.
Well, not word
not
for word.
Line
okay,
for line.
Well, the
three notes.
So, out of everything I've ever heard, and we've been doing this for a long time,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything more lay down misere than this. Pay up now, Gaga, because okay. you've been ripping off a guy called Steve Ronson.
And who's he?
Well, he wrote a song 7 years ago.
Oh, yes.
7 years ago.
And what,
you believe
where was that,
that
released? Where was that released? What album is that off?
SoundCloud. SoundCloud.
No. SoundCloud is a thing.
You're not very
the
technical.
The album's not called SoundCloud.
Yeah, but that's it, but it's a streaming device.
Yeah. How many followers does he have?
So you're trying to bamboozle me.
How many
bamboozle
streams?
Me. Trying to bamboozle me
he's
with technology.
300 streams.
Yeah, which parlays exponentially into anywhere up to 300 million, depending on who's heard those.
I agree with how it sounds similar for three
let's
notes.
Have a listen. Let's
three
have a
notes
listen.
Only.
Hang on, okay. Quiet.
All right.
Let's have a listen to Lady Gaga's.
Yes.
I put that in parentheses. Mm. Lady Gaga's version
right.
of his song.
All right, this is Shallow with Bradley Cooper.
I'm falling in all the good times I find myself.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Now,
gotcha.
Let's hear the far superior version, an original version of that song by Steve Ronson.
This is called Almost.
Can't you see?
Oh,
hang on a minute.
Good.
Stop.
Okay.
They are split them. Can you? No, you can't. Hey, Dave, put them together.
All right.
Ready?
I'm
here they are being played at exactly the same time.
What?
Stop. That second line, by the way, is two different parts of the one song. That's how you do it, Jane, if you wanted to go third above.
Interesting.
That is unbelievable.
I reckon he's got a case, Steve Ronson.
Who are you? What? Here we go.
Jane?
What was your band called? What was your band called?
Highly Strung.
Highly Strung. Here comes the lead singer of Highly Strung. He's about to refute. About to refute that those two songs are similar in any way. Go.
It's very easy. Because I'm a musical person and only people with a proper understanding of melody.
Don't go the man, go the argument. Please.
I will go the argument. That's three notes that are similar.
Oh, what? And the most important thing, like...
Three notes of the
like
hook.
Beethoven's dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
That is
only three notes, but I think we all know what they mean.
Sorry, but it's G, A and B. Sorry,
I'll take your word for it.
Which it is.
Can I buy a vowel?
I mean, how many notes are there? Not many. Okay?
So,
I'm saying that progression
is
common.
How many notes are there?
Yeah.
Seven?
Yeah, about that.
All right, so...
So what I'm saying is that the argument I'm imagining that Gaga will use is... In a progression of music going back centuries, that is a common progression. It's the only part of both songs that link.
Okay, so if it goes back centuries,
what about you go,
why
do
haven't we heard
a deer, a female deer? So that can never be used in any other. Is that what you're saying?
Was that deliberately flat, or were you trying to make a point? What are you doing now? Can I say this? If it's so easy, why has it never happened before like
it's
that?
Just
why have
notes.
Those two songs never
but
been?
But it probably has. There's probably a million other songs that have got that. Same
if
lift.
If you could point me to one, I'd be...
All right.
I'll take your argument. But if you can't, I'd say one happened and then one happened like...
Well, it could be some like America might progression like that or...
Have you ever played cowbell? Have you ever played cowbell?
Well, who would? Why would anybody want to play cowbell?
Again. Let's all do right, it again.
Let's hear it again. This is Lady Gaga with Bradley Cooper. This is Shallow.
Well, that's highly original.
In all the good times.
Okay, that's pretty different.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Can't you see?
It's just three notes.
Magical.
The same.
And
that's different.
It's still the same.
Can't you see? Let them all in all the good times.
Even the production's the same. With a bit of guitar.
If we would play Steve Ronson's entire song, it'll sound completely different. That's why it's a whole crock.
Yeah,
you can't sue somebody over a hook.
Mm.
You can't.
I think you can.
Over three notes.
People have done successfully.
Three notes.
Yep.
Wow. Then life's tough.
So
and why would you be a musician?
Well, why don't you speak to Steve Ronson about that?
All right.
And see how he feels.
Honestly?
He's slugging away on SoundCloud. He's only had 300 hits. And all of a sudden,
I'm saying
Lady
it's
Gaga
a coincidence.
In,
it happens all the time.
Good idea.
It happens all the time in music that there is that is a coincidental
Very coincidental.
It is.
Is it?
It is a coincidental progression of notes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, let's see what the call is.
I would have thought so, Your Honour.
Stand by to have down under a kookaburra, you know, the down under.
Oh, I meant it worked. Down
and
under.
Did they, were they the same or not?
They, I know kookaburra sits in a gum tree. Mm. They lost that case, which was outrageous at the time, I thought. Okay. Outrageous. Steve, we've got you on the line.
You Steve? Just read the screen, didn't you? Because yeah. I was going to go with kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Well, there you go, Steve. I was thinking of that, but that was a longer progression. That was like a whole chorus almost that it was.
Well, there was no doubt about it. That was a rip-off.
Well, it was supposed to be because it was indicative of Australian songs because it was part of Australian culture, which the whole song was about.
Easy Tiger.
Down Under.
Okay, thanks.
You can win an argument without shouting.
Thank you, Steve.
You know what you got to do is just address the central facts of the issue.
Right. I am. Let's go to Ron. Hello, Ron.
Oh, hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. How you going?
I'm good, Ron. What's happening?
Okay, Mick, just stay out of the argument. You've got no music credibility at all.
He can play cowbell.
Yeah, well, that's it. And not
he
even
can't play
time.
Cowbell.
Not even in time. You know?
Correct. He doesn't play it in time. You're right, Ron.
What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear some Stones? Do you want to hear some...
But you do, I mean, cowbell involves no notes.
You don't know anything about
Ron,
cowbell.
Jane, you don't even realise that Mick is a recording artist. I mean, he did this.
Couldn't prove that was the same set of notes.
Exactly.
We'll come back with more entertainment. Yes. Jane just lost an argument.
Okay.
The same notes go round and round.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here, open a can of worms. Oh, wow. You can call 133353 to be involved with this. We're doing song comparisons because, apparently Lady Gaga is a goddamn thief.
There's no apparently to it. You can
well,
take
just
off
be
the
very, very careful. Be very careful. This is a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
6 months ago, Lady Gaga released a song she wrote called Shallow.
Well, it's an Academy Award winning song now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So that obliterates anything that
I'm
came before.
I'm just saying. When we're just saying she wrote a song 6 months ago casually. Yeah. It's a very, very famous, well-known song.
Yeah, well, it is now.
Yeah.
But it's identical to one written 7 years ago by Steve
Ronson. Three notes are similar.
No, it's not. Let's have a listen. Right. Well done, Lady Gaga. Let's have a listen to Steve Ronson's version.
Oh, wow. Let them
all home. Now, can we play them together, please, Dave?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga. Let them all
home. They're singing the same song.
They're not.
And by the way, the guitar sounds exactly...
No, it doesn't. It's a different rhythm.
It's a different rhythm.
It's the same.
It's the same guitar. It's
no,
the same
it's
tone.
It's a
the
different.
Same thing. It's not.
It's a different
it's
plucking
what?
Timing.
You can't say that on radio.
Different plucking timing.
It's in the same. It's the same.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
What I want to say, if I was appearing...
Do you know, if you do a cover version of someone's
Gaga.
Song, you can make it sound different by putting in more...
It's three notes of the hook...
I'm your God.
And they are very, very common notes
like
to use.
I like Lady Gaga too.
I'm saying
but
there is no way she ripped it off.
Go.
It's a coincidence.
You are
in denial. Pay up.
You're
I'm
in
saying
denial.
It's a coincidence.
It's a coincidence that should cost her about $50 million.
Why? We're ridiculous.
It's been out there for 7 years.
What rubbish. Song. Let's hear what Brett from Geelong has to say. Hey, Brett.
Hi, Jane. I'm sorry I'm with Mickey on this one.
Oh, thank you.
Good for you.
Well done, Brett.
But I also reckon it sounds like John Farnham, Burn For You.
Ooh, okay, let's have a listen.
But
I burn for
you. But that's the different... That's, what am I
gonna it's okay,
do?
But
exactly.
It's not quite the same.
But it is, it's the three notes inverted.
No, but it doesn't
burn
sound the same.
For you.
It doesn't
like
sound the same.
Now when you sing three notes...
No, but it doesn't...
Can anybody go and just say, oh...
That
you owe me $50 million.
That doesn't sound the same.
Exactly, but it's the Stills three notes, just in a different way.
Well, everyone says you can use the same notes. You just got to be very careful not to arrange them in precisely
rubbish.
The same manner.
Wow, rubbish! Because so many through history.
Let's have a listen to Guy. Guy, what have you got to say? Guy?
Hey, guy, it sounds like Kansas, Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind.
I have to go find that one. I don't know that song.
It's quite obscure.
Can you hum us for it, Sky?
Probably not.
All right, we'll look for that one for you, Guy. We'll go back to that one.
Let's take a Zach. Zach, what do you say?
Hi, Zach.
Yeah, good. What would you like to say to add to this fait accompli?
I'd like to say that I'm absolutely loving this topic because I'm a DJ myself.
Okay.
Oh, well, also, this is interesting.
I love finding these kind of songs and mashing them together and remixing them and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, what's the likely outcome here?
Well, if, a lot of songs share the same,
yes,
progressions and yes, stuff like that, and I want you to look up it's Australian comedy band. They're called the Axis of Awesome.
Yep.
It's called the four chord song.
Okay.
Basically, they use the same four chords to pump out every pop song ever.
Thank you, Zach. Now, this will support my argument, which I agree. And as a DJ, because you and you get the same notes and the same rhythms, because so many songs, there's only so many notes.
Because DJs know how to cheat. DJs know.
Well,
that's they do. DJs, that's their job.
I'm actually a producer, so I remix songs from scratch. Like,
thank you.
I remix NXS, I remix
The Door. Hey, Zach, do you think she's got a problem here, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga is actually a pretty talented musician.
I agree with that. No, she went to this big school in New York, and we love her gear. Has she got an issue here?
I think she's just following the trend.
He doesn't want to say it.
Okay,
one wants to say it. You don't want to hear the truth.
No.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Let's have a listen, actually, because we know the Axis of Awesome with Jordan Lee and Benny. They've been performing for years, and they're really funny.
Here is
their song. Have a listen. This is the four-chord song. Have a listen.
Recognize this? Yeah, that's Don't Stop Believing by Journey and the cast of Glee.
Journey.
There's a few more songs in the same chords. Check it out.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young.
That's three songs.
It's a chorus.
Stand by.
I won't hesitate no more. It cannot wait. I'm your lipstick stains on the front
five songs.
Of the left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you if I could. Then I would.
Six.
I'd go wherever you will go.
There you go. Well, that doesn't prove anything, except that there's a same undercurrent.
I think what we're saying is that extremely common in music is note progression. And Mr. Unknown Steve Ronson thought it was his lucky day when he heard I'm falling.
What an asshole.
I thought, oh my God, that's my song.
What an asshole for writing a song for no applause and then hearing someone else run away with it and somehow thinking he had no
right. We have not heard the rest of his stupid song.
To be heard.
So, you know. And
I'm not done yet. We've got more.
Lady Gaga didn't sing his song.
We found Kansas.
Yeah, got Kansas. Did you want to hear?
Okay.
Yes, please. That's the courtesy of Guy who rang through called In the Wind. Take a listen.
I close my eyes.
It's not the same. Oh, it's a good song, though.
Oh, I know this song,
More Kansas.
Oh, okay. We'll get some more on later.
I'm going to sue Kansas.
We'll get a Kansas music
All
marathon
right.
happening.
Yeah. I'm not sure we're done with this.
All right,
we'll be back.
Sure,
Kennedy Malloy.
I think I won.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleeson is going to join us in a second. He's in the airlock now, so I'll be here in about 15 minutes on the show.
No Logies talk.
He's gold Logie winner.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose.
What do we do with that?
I don't know. It's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. Mention it?
You got to kind of.
See how he's travelling. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get to the bottom
up.
Of that. We love showbiz. Jane, we've got a guy on our station here called Luke Boner.
Well, one of my favourites, and I am, because you know I don't really sleep, so I hear a lot of his show.
You do indeed. And we've played one of his, he's overnight. Is he national? Is he just?
Yeah. National.
He's national.
Yeah, across the
he's,
network.
He's overnight, and we played a bit at the Acras last year, which is one of our favourite pieces. What do you need to know before you listen to this? The World Cup was on, the soccer was on, it was the middle of it, and he was talking to someone.
It's quite a heavy conversation he was having, a very sensitive conversation.
Handled in a brilliant fashion.
Tracy was her name, the caller's name, and he was distracted, I think, by the World Cup.
Here's what happened.
Tracy, g'day, how are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago, and now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
Hang on a minute.
What I love is this wasn't even an Australian result. It was Belgium.
Right. Yeah.
It was like who cares? He's interrupted a very poignant moment to give you the updated soccer result.
Most heartwarming story.
He ended up, he went back to her, of course, went anyway. Now, what were you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, anything can happen in the middle of the
dawn. And
he is
a sensitive man, of course, but, you know, Luke's working everything.
So what have you heard? Like, what's happened lately?
Well, something happened this morning. I have to say, you know, he talks to a lot of people, a lot of truckies.
Sure,
yeah.
And he's got a really interesting audience.
Sure.
Yeah. I would say that this caller perhaps was a little distracted themselves.
Okay.
G'day, Jason. Jason at Gladstone. He's gone to sleep. Listen. Listen to this. Go on, do it again. He's gone to sleep. Listen. He's in desperate need of a CPAP machine. This is Jason from Gladstone, folks.
Wow.
You know what?
Awesome. Wow.
Luke, as good humoured as he is, he's having a good old laugh
he
about
has,
it.
He has. He's so rolling with it.
Good he does. It. It's not uncommon. I hear that happening quite a few times on the AM dial on some of those Macquarie networks.
Okay.
You can hear a lot of people falling
They've
asleep.
They've all just been bought by Channel 9.
Well, they'll that, all be dropping off.
Maybe that's why Carl wouldn't come on our show.
Do you think? I think Carl doesn't like you. That's why.
Let's just think
about it. He's been on a lot of other FM stations.
Was he?
Yes.
Did he go on any Triple M's?
Yes, he did. He went on Triple M Hot Breakfast in Melbourne.
But he didn't come on our show?
No.
I thought we were friends of his.
I'm a friend of his.
Well,
I think you're affecting our brand.
He's got a show tonight on Channel 9.
If he wants to promote it, he'll come on here and tell us about it.
You're mad.
Of course, have you been paying attention to tonight?
Well, that's better.
That's what we'll be watching anyway.
That's what we'll be watching. It's one of those shows where you look into a year into the future. Maybe Carl should look and see where he is.
I think he's already had enough self-reflection.
See me where you think I'll be in the future. Nowhere.
Yeah,
by the way, down. You made a very powerful showbiz enemy.
Are you putting out the handshake, though? Can we get Carl on? Are you asking?
Carl's perfectly fine with me. I spoke to him at the Logies.
Did you?
Yes. He's perfectly fine with me. So you sort it out.
Why would he be upset with me?
Well, a lot of people have got reason to be upset with you, to be frank.
All right. Okay.
Watch this space.
Loser, Carl.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Break out the tissues. We've got another Sookie La La. Someone new has gone the blub.
Well, we haven't done it for a while.
We haven't done it for a while.
And someone who often does this and distracts from someone else's
she's a
glory.
Repeat offender.
Yeah, she's a repeat offender. Well. And she hijacks people's moment of fame often.
Right.
I just want to say.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Serena Williams. She's broken down in Toronto. This is her tune-up for the US Open. She was trailing Canadian teenager Bianca Andreescu 3-1 in the Rogers Cup final on Sunday. I've got a back injury. Sorry.
You know she's a mother.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that makes all the difference because she's a mother.
She doesn't play the mother card often, but her bobs up. Have you got her going the blub?
I have got
her. Let's have a go.
Here you go.
Sorry I couldn't do it today. I tried, but I couldn't do it. But just thanks to Jehovah for letting me even come out here. And Bianca, you're a great sports person, woman. And thanks for my team. It's been a tough year, but we'll keep going.
That's the full blub. That's a category 5. Yeah. That's a weather warning.
Yeah.
Why is she crying? Stop it. Yeah. Harden up. Just stop crying.
Harden up, Millions.
Be a grown up. You're 37 years old. This was this girl's big moment.
It's just
She's playing you.
It's a tennis match.
Yeah. It's a tennis match.
You couldn't finish it.
You've played a lot of games.
You've done all right. Mate.
How home do your children? Is she a mother? I think
of
she's
one.
A mother, isn't
yeah,
she?
She's a mother of one. But it's so hard being a mother.
So you'd think no one had ever become a mum before. So
good Lord. Honestly, she's really draining, isn't she?
I think we've made our point.
Okay.
When we come back on the other side, Tom Gleeson.
No tears from you.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a Rolled Gold Classic, make no mistake, coming up. I call bullshit chain.
Yes.
Give me something. You've been through the women's mags. What's happening?
Caught out. Brad and Margot secret dates. Do you know what I'm talking about? Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie.
Oh, look at that.
Are they
our Margot
secret
Robbie,
dates? Yep.
Who made love on a jet ski.
Yes, your Margot
Brad
Robbie.
Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd approve.
Uh-huh.
Goes against everything I've
it
been
must
taught.
Be true. It's in the women's magazine.
It's in the women's mags. Yes. Hey, we're going to have a quick look at politics and possibly conspiracy theories. You've got a bizarre name. Someone?
Me?
Ringing any bells? No, a guy who got a bizarre name and he couldn't.
On his passport.
On his passport.
Yes.
Now he can't travel.
No.
Oh, righto.
Can't wait to get to
have
the bottom of
that.
Have
you got a weird name? Anybody out there
we'll
with a weird
name? We'll take your
calls.
We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
A few things have happened in Tom Gleeson's world since he last paid us a visit. His final run of dates for the Joy Tour of Australia are nearing a complete sellout.
What a treat!
His TV show Hard Quiz is soon to head into a fifth season.
Let's pay.
Hard! Oh, and there was the Logies and the brilliant Gleeson for Gold campaign.
I think Gleeson's gone too far.
What sort of bloke's got to beg people to vote for him?
Taking out the gold.
I'm in a tricky spot.
And giving us one of the great Logie speeches.
Just because all of you want it and I've got it, don't get angry with me.
Here to catch up on all this and more.
It's all right. You'll all survive.
Please welcome back to the show.
I really think we should all like
Tom Gleeson.
Well, there it is in a nutshell,
yes.
Tom. Do you think that categorises everything?
That's it. That's everything that happened.
That's everything that happened.
Summed up all compressed and beautiful and finished.
And we're done. I just had a question and I'll leave it alone. Where do you keep the Logie?
I've just got it in my office at the moment. That's the weird thing because I do actually respect it and like it.
Is this your home office or work? I'm a manny man man. Got
well,
an office.
Well, it's my home office, but I bring it in. I bring it in when I'm working in a Hard Quiz in the office at the ABC. I bring it in. I put it in the on the shelf, but I also put it next to my Australia's Brainiest Radio Star trophy.
Wow. Now, pardon? Is that a real thing?
It's certainly not Australia's hottest radio star trophy, is it, Tom? Is that a thing?
Fifth.
Really?
Fifth. In the radio hunk.
Right.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Take five.
What's the brainiest host? How come Ivan won that?
Well, it was 2006.
I'll smash you, Gleeson.
It was hosted by Sandra Sully, and I won Australia's Brainiest Radio Star 2 days after I was fired from Triple M. I was fired from Triple M.
For that very reason.
Got to get rid of it.
That's a funny question. Who did you beat?
I beat Bridget Duclos, which was nice, yes. Who else did I beat? I beat
it's not
John
hard
Blackman.
To beat a lot of people in radio.
Dickie Knee.
Tom.
I beat Dickie Knee.
Look who you're talking about.
Do you know what it is? There's a phrase. It's called damned with faint praise.
Yes,
that
I
may
know.
Be what we're
well,
talking
it upset
about.
Me too because they had Australia's Brainiest Comedian. They didn't have me in that episode. I was lumped in with all the radio stars.
Ah, very good. What else have you been up to, mate, since we've seen you last?
You've been on a holiday.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I've been streaming. I've been streaming Stan. I love it. I love watching all their shows.
I love a bit of Stan too.
Yeah. And I've been enjoying.
By the way, just a quick sidebar. They had the best parties at
Stan did at the
Logies.
Oh, really?
They were.
They're flying,
10
Stan.
10 out of 10, Stan,
right.
For,
very
for entertainment.
So.
Yeah, you had to subscribe to get in. Had a big paywall. But I've been enjoying The Loudest Voice with Russell Crowe. It's been an absolute treat. The final episode was put up last night and I watched it. I've watched the whole series. But one thing that's upset me about the show is Russell Crowe, he immersed himself in the role. He put on a lot of weight for the role. And he also and he's bald and it upsets me because he's playing a hemophiliac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All this is happening and it upsets me because do you remember Scarlett Johansson got turfed out of a role because she was going to play someone transgender and they said we should get a transgender actor to play the role.
Yes.
Well, imagine if you were a haemophiliac, overweight, balding, you know, right wing.
Correct.
And you just miss out.
I was there sitting under your nose the whole time.
It's not fair.
Discrimination. Well, we're on Russell Crowe. There's some terrible Russell Crowe news hit the town today. Unflattering rumours.
Yes.
Being peddled by Renee Zellweger, who did Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe, and says she could not put up with his pungent body odour.
He was playing a boxer.
He's playing a boxer, and he gets into the role, as we know.
What I want him to do, like put on a bit of Norska before every scene. It was a period piece. There was no Norska back then, Renee.
And can I put it this way? You know who I was thinking about? Whoever bought... Remember someone bought his cod piece from that movie?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Imagine how woofy that would be.
That's right.
Imagine
you're
if
right.
you were... But that's Russell, right?
Yeah, it's Russell.
Easy Russell. He's the gladiator. He would have been a bit woofy in the gladiator.
He would have.
I would have thought.
And he was cut in the gladiator, and he changes his body shape for roles. So gladiator, and then you got loudest voice, like two very different.
Silver Brumby, he probably would have been, because that's up in the high country. He probably would have been fairly.
Again, he had to ride a horse.
Pretty trim,
get sweaty.
But I'm starting to wonder with him. Do you reckon he?
Robert Stomper, he would have been probably on the Bugle.
He would have.
Doesn't smell to me.
Which films do you reckon Russell Crowe was on the Bugle?
Well, what I want to know about Russell is, does he change his body shape for the roles, or does he choose his roles based on where he's up to in his life?
How he's going at the time.
Because he might put on a bit of weight and then think, I've got to choose a role that I'm putting weight on for.
That's very interesting.
It's a great way to go, wouldn't
it? I've just been in a film, Ride Like a Girl. Ride Like a Girl. And I put on 20 pounds.
Really?
They didn't ask me.
He just did it.
And I thought my character would be an alcoholic.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's his method.
Can you hang about, please, Tom? Great to have you back on the show, by the way.
It's been a while.
Why don't we come back after this and talk some more?
Tom Gleason's with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy and Tom Gleason in studio as well. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You've been away, mate. Did you leave this country?
Yeah, I went overseas. I went to Singapore.
To do what?
And then I stayed at...
You doing gigs or...
No, just...
Wait for the Logies thing to blow up.
Wait until it was safe to come back.
I just went over there. And even over there, some Indonesian on a beach walked up and said, gee, that was an interesting speech, Tom.
Singapore. What did you think of Singapore?
Oh, Singapore's beautiful. And we went to this little island
called... Great street food.
Yeah.
Street food.
Beautiful satays, to quote my parents.
And we went to Nicoy Island, which is in Indonesia, and went there. And it's a beautiful sort of, you got to think of like, it's like a beautiful retreat that you go to. No technology and stuff there. And you take your kids there. And part of the activities they've got is there are people there that make all these cool toys for them.
Right.
And of course we're in Indonesia and there are no rules. They made my children a crossbow out of wood, an axe, and a sword, and a shield. And of course they love these toys because they're great fun.
Okay.
And they wanted to bring them back to Australia.
How'd you go with that?
Well, I explained to them we may not get all the way back to Australia, but we'll see how we go. So we got back in last night. And I packed it deep in the luggage, but they got to me. They had all the ads coming back in. You know, you just got to say it. You just don't.
Mate, you've broken everything here. You've got wood.
Yeah.
You've got weapons.
You've got the lot.
I got the whole, yeah. So anyway, so I got the form and do you have this? No, you declared nothing. Do you have anything made of wood? Yes.
Because
you've got to be honest. You've got to declare it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I said, yes. There's wood involved, right? And then so then we walk up and the woman said, now, what do you have in your bags? And I said, wooden toys, which is true.
It's true. You have not lied.
I didn't want to say a wooden crossbow.
Of course, I understand.
You know what you've done? You've lied by omission.
Yes.
So you haven't technically told a lie, but you haven't been 100% truthful.
They were toys.
They
were given to your children.
Yes. So they were wooden toys.
Okay.
Now, this is where the gold Logie comes into use. Because the woman at customs said, you're from television, aren't you?
Yes.
And I said, yes. And she said, well, I really like your show, Hard Quiz. And I said, thank you very much. Does this mean that I just get let straight through? And she said, sure.
What?
Wow.
Walk straight through with my wooden
crossbow.
Weapons.
With your toys. You got a crossbow through customs.
I got a crossbow through customs.
Now, that poor woman is going to get fired. They're going to go through and fire now.
There's no regulation in that area. There's no cameras. They can't go back through stuff.
It would have been a great episode of Border Patrol.
They don't keep their data for longer than a day.
A great episode of Border Patrol. And Seven would have got a freebie. Would have got you a gold.
Crossbow, axe, sword, and shield.
What you should do is keep the gold logie in the luggage.
Oh.
So people, when they do customise it, they'll get
this old thing.
Oh, what? Oh, see, that's a gold logie.
Yeah, I forgot to declare it because I was ashamed of it.
And you should put cocaine inside it.
It's still funny, though, watching people bring out ridiculous things.
I know.
I do like to have a bit of a look at some of the things being pulled out.
Do you know when we go away on our golf trips, we have to declare, have you been in regional rural areas? Yes. Have you had anything to do with dirt? Yes. So we have to get up the night before and clean our golf clubs
and
our shoes before we clear customs. Or, as the city likes to do, pays a young kid to do it. He's like
One of his children.
Well, you know what your golf clubs are called now. Next time they're called wooden toys.
A wooden toys.
They're wooden toys.
That's true. Now, Tom, we've got to find out. Of course, you've got your wonderful show on.
How's it going?
The telly.
Oh, it's going really well. I've got Canberra sold out, Darwin sold out, Sydney Opera House, two shows.
Good
second
for
show.
You.
Second show, not quite there. So if you do want to come, you can come.
This is
to
the
that.
Opera House in Opera Sydney. House. Get involved, people.
To be honest, it's the back row. Why would you bother?
Well,
It's an expensive.
Maybe
ticket.
See it again. If you've seen it before,
see it again.
Is this the tail end of your tour? You're on the tail end of a tour.
Yeah, it's the very end of the tour. That's right.
Wow.
Oh, I should also mention we've got an extra show in Melbourne. There's an extra show in Melbourne.
You're not very good at this, huh?
No, I should.
An extra show in Melbourne.
I would go to that one. Don't go to the Sydney one. I've ruined it.
Have you been back to Cairns yet?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Have you been back to Cairns?
I went to Townsville. Went very close. The Townsville show sold out. You know why? No. They hate Cairns.
There's always a bit of that going on.
We put on an extra show. That one sold out on the strength of how much Townsville didn't like.
Did you bag the shit out of Cairns at the Townsville show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, copped a whooping.
Yeah, so I've got to pay at Townsville so I can sell out Cairns. It's very confusing.
Go to comedy.com.au. You can find out where Tom's playing. Go and see him and bring your wooden toys along.
Yes,
he might sign them for you.
Get on, Tom.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
On Lookin', a source close to industry, source insiders, pals, friends of associates, speculation, room eyewitnesses.
Help, my bum implants are leaking.
It's time to call bullshit.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
This is from New
Monday.
Weekly.
You've gone
it's
through
Monday.
The mags.
I've got three mags. Chock-a-block.
Yep. Yeah. Which is the first one? New Weekly?
New Weekly.
Fire away.
Are you ready?
Yep.
STD scandal rocks the mansion.
I call bullshit.
Okay, which mansion?
Bachelor.
The
mansion.
Bachelor Mansion?
Oh.
STD test positive. following reports that Matt may have abetted some of the contestants.
Oy.
New Weekly has heard of a rumour that one girl actually had an STD when she entered the mansion.
Surely that's
called bullshit.
She was pretty vocal about it, apparently. And soon enough, all the girls in the house were talking about her having gonorrhea.
Oh, wow.
There hasn't been a case of gonorrhea since 1862, I don't think.
That's a very old-fashioned
word. I would
have
thought they would test for STDs. The girls before
they
go
into the
mansion.
What do you mean? They're not like specimens.
It's going to get pretty ripe in there.
It's not Handmaid's Tale.
Do you know what she's tested
about?
Positive for? Agnew.
Yeah.
She's got a bad case of agnew.
Cyst.
It's like a cyst.
Mm.
They can't get tested
you
for
You need
ST.
To test a girl.
They should.
I beg your pardon.
I think they should. You're going on a like
you
a
go and swab
relationship
go and
show.
Get a swab.
Yep, and you should cup their breasts as well to work out if they're real or not.
As I said,
you can't leave it
this is the Handmaid's Tale mansion then they're going in.
Apparently,
so,
do we know who? Okay, let's
take
do a sweep.
Oh.
Let's take a sweep to see who's got the STD. Get me the chart.
I don't know. Do you want the
Can
chart?
I know names?
You've got to remember who's in. No, you
I'm
better not
know
do that.
Names here.
No,
sure
that could be. We'll get in trouble for that.
I'm going.
Don't
say a word. All right. Did you like that?
But can
one?
We take a sweep?
No.
In the office, we can.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Off air.
All right.
It's not bad.
Wills and Harry, secret sister found.
I call bullshit.
Geez, so this is a perennial, this
there's,
is.
Yeah. But there's the hidden daughter, but I finally found out whose daughter it is.
Hang on, is it a sister or a daughter?
Stepsister, Laura Lopez. Have you heard of her?
No.
Okay. Apparently, she's the secret daughter of Camilla Parker Bowles.
Interesting.
She's not related to anyone. Then.
Well, what if the father is Charles?
Oh, yeah. True.
Thank you very much.
Well, then you should have said the secret daughter of Camilla and Charles.
Yeah.
No, because it's more interesting to say.
You've gone from a very strong opening to a dubious second story.
I know.
Who's at it? Camilla Parker Bowles may have had a child in the past.
Hmm.
Did you know? Okay, here's one.
Come on, give me something.
Beck Hewitt in trouble.
What?
I call bullshit.
I know this. Can I preempt you?
Yeah.
Does this involve her car?
Yes.
I saw this on the weekend.
What?
She has like a $130,000 Lamborghini.
$250,000 Ferrari.
What?
Go on.
Right. Okay.
You've got to remember these mags put a bit of mayo on
it. They do, yeah. It's a Ferrari.
And it was seen being towed from her house.
Yes.
Right. Yes, Mickey. And she was seen looking very distraught while it was being loaded.
Not only distraught, she got in it as it was being loaded onto the tow truck.
Can I tell you, here's me putting the pieces together.
Yeah, what's happened?
She's stacked it. She wasn't supposed to drive it. She's trying to get it fixed before Leighton comes home and works out someone's crashed his $250,000 Ferrari.
Okay.
Mickey? Yes.
Real sort of Ferris Bueller sort of stuff, isn't it?
Or she's just left it in a no-standing zone because she can't be fag parking it, and she's in a clear way and they're towing it away and she's going, oh, my God. No. I've left my car on the clearway.
But she's had to get the stuff out of her car.
Yes.
Before she...
Interesting.
Which do you think is the better story? I don't know. Okay. Anything else?
Is Britney Spears battling bulimia?
I call bullshit.
No, I don't. I'm prepared to say
that is one of the most accurate stories.
Finally,
I'm sorry.
They can't work out what they're doing.
I'm not laughing at bulimia, by the way.
You know what they'll do? They'll have one of those apologies. We apologise for telling you a story that was right. We were right.
Oh,
we didn't mean to do that. Sorry to let our readers down, but we published something that may well be true.
Uh-oh.
We can only apologise to everyone who's come used to our bullshit.
They're right.
Week after week. I like it a lot.
You do?
That's very good. Hey, when we come back, you guys are watching Survivor, right?
We are. Yes. We've got a bit of Survivor news.
All right.
Best season ever, by the way. I'm going to call it Survivor.
Has anyone got an STD?
Who's got
an STD? Oh. Anyone on Survivor?
Oh. They might have all gone.
That's a tribal council right there.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a really good season of Survivor. The champions versus...
I'm going to take your word for this. So you're watching it, Dave.
Yeah,
you're watching it, Jane.
It has been.
You like it. It's back.
There is one problem. Yeah. All the champions have gone.
Yeah, they're disappearing.
I don't think, and this is why
it's in the tribal council interest, correct me if I'm wrong, to get rid of the top.
Yes, that's true.
Choices.
Those
who can get you in trouble.
But they're not winning the challenges, though.
They're not winning.
The champions aren't winning the challenges.
What do you mean?
So there's challenges set.
The challenge that you'd think that the champions would be winning, and you know, you need more airtime with people who are well known.
Right.
Therefore, you know that nothing can be rigged because I think the last thing Channel 10 wanted was for all their stars to go.
Like, who's gone?
Well, every single star that they had from the beginning, Nova Peres, Kneebone, also Stephen Bradbury.
Couldn't even do a Bradbury.
Well, he couldn't, and also he's also been slammed by the other.
By who?
Well, following his elimination, he was ruffling feathers and apparently he was very difficult to deal with behind the scenes.
Was he?
Says an insider. And he was putting contestants offside and he was telling them who to vote for and being a bit bossy and people didn't like that.
But isn't that the game where you try and tell people who to vote for? Vote for me, let's get a syndicate
going. Well, now
going.
He's a bit worried that he was a bit of a dickhead on the show and now he's trying to make up for it. But something even more bizarre has occurred.
What?
One of the contestants in the Contenders, he's a bloke who is an ice cream maker. Dave, are you familiar with...
It's Harry Hills, isn't it?
Harry Hills. So
yeah.
He's age 30.
Yep.
And all the tribes got shaken up and they all mixed up with each other, you see. So he's met a group of new people and you've got to win people over.
Yeah.
So he decided to fabricate so that he could relate to the new contestants he was being with.
Yes.
Because they're a bit older.
Yeah.
And because they all had children... He decided to make up the fact that he had a child. So he's invented a child called Oscar and
He's
been going along with this.
See, I do the opposite. Do you have any children? No, I don't. Just come back. I'm free. I'm easy.
Well, it all came unravelling last night. Let's have a listen.
Can I ask one question, please? Do you really have a child?
No. I kind of needed something to maybe talk to, like, the mums and dads.
Oh.
So I just made up a child.
So Oscar's fake?
He's trustworthy.
I think what we've realised tonight is anything that comes out of Harry's mouth is something you should got to take with a grain of salt.
Grain of salt? Oh. How about a big fat lie?
Yeah. Is he going to pay for that?
Of course he will. But eventually he will. But if he doesn't lose...
Oscar. Why call him Oscar? If I made
I think
up
he thought
a
was...
kid I had, it'd be Herb.
Herb.
You got a boy? What's his name? Herb.
Little baby Herb.
Herb. Little Herb. Right.
What I want to find out is...
I love little
Herb. It's a little cutie, too.
No, people, that's very not... You know what kills me, though?
Herb. Is that Pings you thought...
Does he have chubby cheeks like...
He does. You want to pinch his little cheeks, Herb. He's a little sweetie.
He sounds naughty.
Hey...
Why would you do that? Why do you think that people can only talk about children? How ridiculous.
Well, because everyone else in his group
had
kids.
So he thought, I better make up a story that I have a child.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Should have told him he had an STD.
There's a conversation started. Bachelor.
I know who it is, by the way.
Oh,
I've just received the call.
That.
I will be telling you who it is.
Really? Off air?
Hey, now here's a good one. Why don't we ask this? What have you ever done? Have you ever told a lie to.
That's a whopper. Making up a child, that's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Have you ever said something or done something to fit in that was outrageous and not true?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask you, Mick. No, you're a very honest person.
No, I have.
That can be
I pretended to be religious.
Did you?
Well,
did you?
Why?
To impress a girl?
Well, the chaplain was the chaplain's daughter.
All right. Well, give us a call, 133353. What have you done?
Yeah, what lies have you done to fit in? Get at him.
What have you done?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a great show today. Grab the podcast after the show. Kennedy Malloy.
Boot it up.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Yeah,
it'll be great. We're talking about what you've done, how you may have manipulated the truth to fit in on the basis of who? Oscar?
It was a contestant on Survivor who decided to say he had a child to fit in with the other people on the island who had children when he didn't have a kid at all.
Fictional
He made
child.
Up Oscar made the name up. Of his child.
All right. How far would you go to fit in? Gabby's on the line. Gabby, told a porky pie?
I told a tiny little porky pie that I was actually older than I was to fit in with a certain group at uni.
Is that right? So how old were you and what did you say you were?
I was 24, so I told everyone I was 26 because, you know, bunch of cool older guys and, you know, they didn't want to hang out with the younglings, so.
And now, when did you ever fess up? How did it, you know, what happened?
So I might have been dating one of them and then I had to younger than I was.
So I know a friend of mine who got married to his wife who's told him a certain age. They had to go overseas. He said, I need your passport.
And she said, that's all right.
Yeah, for it or forever. He goes, I need your passport. Got the passport. Came back and went, my God, you are 6 years older.
Six years
older than you told me I am married to you.
Wow.
And I'm prepared to name that person after the break.
Thanks for that, Gabby. Wow. All right, Aaron, what's your shock story?
Guys, I pretended to be the owner of a big trucking company in Sydney.
Sounds good so far, Aaron. Why?
I was just at the Wagga bloody races and it turns out a bloke gave me a ton of tickets for free drinks in the high roller section.
Wow.
And, so I strolled up there. Pretended to be a big wig and it worked pretty well for a while.
If you're going to bung it on, you may as well do it at Wagga.
That's exactly
right. To get into the high roller section.
I like the idea you had a trucking company too.
That's it. That's huge.
I was an apprentice mechanic too. So
good on you.
Got some tickets for you, by the way. If we're calling through, Aaron, you're going to go see Grinspoon by the Chemical Hearts Tour. Well done, man.
Tell them you want to get into the VIP section.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Good on you, Aaron. Thanks for the call.
Hello, Bill.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Bill. What's your story? What did you have to fudge a bit to fit in?
Oh, I had a couple of big Kiwi security guards one night sort of taking the PISS out of me. And so I just went along with it, and I'm only a little bloke. They just kept saying, you've got to be a jockey, you've got to be a jockey. So I started giving them
races and tips and Sydney Go and a Tuca and whatnot. So,
awesome. So you've run with it. You've run with the idea that you're a jockey, and you started giving a couple of giant Maoris tips that they probably thought was going to win. Did you go back to that joint? I'm guessing not.
Well, they grabbed their coasters and started writing them down, the tips, so I thought, I'm definitely not coming back.
Hold on, like Bill. Pretended to be a jockey. You may as well take advantage of it if you're a little tacker. Mick's on the line. Mick, fudge the truth a bit.
Yeah, g'day, Mick. How you going?
Good, buddy. What'd you do?
Yeah, we fudged the truth a bit. We were out at a B&S in Forbes. This is a while ago when B&S's were
B&S. They got a big B&S in Forbes, so I know about that one.
Uh-huh. And to hook up, we were bunging on the American accent.
That is funny.
We were going great guns, and we had these two, you know, good-looking hurlers, you know, on hook, and we almost landed them. But you know, when you
almost landed,
when you're trying to, you know, bung on the American accent, you got to have a good memory, and you know, you come back from the bar with a beer or something, and you start talking Australian again, and
you had to concentrate, Mick.
We did.
On that said, Mick, we've all gone to America and played up the Australianness. We've all risked a crocodile when we're talking to girls in New York. Don't worry about that. Quickly, one more.
Akib.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah,
very good. What have you done?
It's not me. Well, I don't know how you put this, but when I was in grade 9 in high school in Brisbane, it was a new school for me, and they all thought I just happened to be one of those models for the catalogue in Kmart.
You made them think that, didn't you, Akib?
And I said, so to play along with it, and it lasted to, and it went through to grade 10 as well. I said, yeah, they used my body, but somebody else's head, and they kind of used a big bar.
That's a good lie, Akib. Sorry, mate, we're out of time. It was a good story.
Love it.
We'll be back to beat this baby home.
You got that.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, indeed. Just about cooked for the day too. Thanks for listening. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Who's our sponsor?
All thanks to HSV Sportscat.
Thank you.
You can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
Well, this is the real deal. You can't fib about this, because what you see is what you get. There's nothing else.
Do you know what they'll be doing today? Or there would have been yesterday afternoon. A whole heap of guys, proud as punch, standing in their driveway with a hose, hosing down their sports cat after a wild weekend.
God. Get the chamois out.
Getting off the grid and giving it what for in the HSV.
You could fit a whole bunch of people, you know, in this vehicle. But also, you know what's great?
What?
Just to drive it by yourself, don't you think?
So a bit selfish.
I know it's a bit selfish, but...
I've got a bit of bonnet bulge just thinking about it. So I'm sitting in the cabin. I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah, and the music's on.
I've got friends I could pick up and take out, and I drive straight past them. I drive straight past them. I give them the raw. I take off.
You don't even toot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because tooting's a bit.
Nah.
These things are the best in the business. The HSV Sports Cat. Coming home like a train after a big weekend. Now you get back into civilised.
They got the lot.
No. Well.
They got everything. You don't have to worry about.
Now you can take them to a 5-star restaurant. You can chuck the keys to some numbnut out the front. It'll never be as good as you are.
I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust them with it. You know, like valet parking.
You wouldn't throw the keys. Park it yourself.
No, you know what, dude? They take it for Ferris Bueller style.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
I mean, you'll be sitting in a restaurant.
You see the sports cat go
past. Watching a kid in a dinner suit. Is that my sports cat?
That's exactly what would happen.
It's got the anti-lock brakes, guys. Traction
and
control.
And the rest.
Mate, where do you want to start?
Talk about the airbags.
7 of them. Which one? 7. From all directions. It'd be like a punch in the face. Bang, 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 bang.
It's got a forward collision alert, so it's going to tell you before you hit impact.
They're almost encouraging you to crash this.
No, they're not.
To go test this out. Come on.
I don't think so.
Do you know what? You wouldn't even ding the thing. You'd have to go hard.
Hey, what about the tyres? Because they're big, ballsy. But
this is where the rubber meets the road when you find the biggest, baddest mother.
It's got rain-sensing wipers, so it knows it's going to rain. Starts the wipers as the rain hits the windscreen. It's genius.
Well, it's
reading God's mind.
It really is.
It's saying, I know what you're up to, nature.
Well, it's a weather person.
One step ahead of your nature on the sports cat.
Find your dealer at hsv.com.au. Have you been paying attention?
Tonight, who's on?
Oh, Ursula Carlson, Melanie Bracewell, Dane Simpson, Ed Cavalier, Sam Pang.
When am I on again?
Oh, you'll be on soon. Behave yourself.
Sigrid
and you'll be
Thornton joining us tomorrow.
Excellent.
And Dave O'Neill as well. We'll see you for a Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.